Welcome to Third Republic's Women in Tech podcast. As part of the series, we'll be interviewing community leaders, experienced professionals, and influential individuals around their experiences of pursuing a career in tech, as well as addressing what businesses and communities can do to encourage more women into the technology industry, and informing the community by promoting awareness and creating more opportunities. We believe that most businesses understand that having a diverse workforce and leadership team that reflects its customer base will be more successful in delivering new and innovative products and solutions. And with the help of our inspirational speakers taking part in the Women in Tech podcast, we hope to play a part in making technology a more attractive and inclusive working environment for all. In this episode, we sit down with Anya Kubo, software engineer at Eurostar.
Journey in tech is an interesting one. Could you tell us a bit about how you got to where you are today within your career?
Yeah, definitely. So for those of you listening, my name is Anya Kubo and I'm a software developer who also has my own YouTube channel. I wasn't always a software developer. I actually started out my career in finance. I was a derivatives broker, started out in Singapore and then moved to London.
Wow.
Which was great. I really enjoyed it, but I just didn't feel like I was getting any sort of like creative, it wasn't for me. Like it was fine for a few years, but there was something missing. I wasn't quite sure what. I started my own company, which was a e-commerce website. I started with a few friends, and before you knew it, we were online. This was back when Wix and Weebly and all these things weren't really around. I had to use some other sort of template websites, which weren't that great. They really like were very limiting, and I really didn't like that. So yeah. I took it upon myself to perfect the branding or the visual presence that we had online by altering the CSS, HTML. And then before you knew it, I was hooked. And like by accident, I think I just found my calling. I really enjoyed sort of delving more into that, did a few JavaScript courses online, and then decided to finally take the plunge after a while and do a bootcamp in London. So I did General Assembly and it was really good. So I am currently employed at Eurostar. So it was sort of a fluke that I found software development, but I'm really happy I did. It's something that I absolutely love, and I seriously encourage anyone else who's thinking about doing it to go for it.
So obviously within tech, there's still a bit of an obvious disparity when it comes to gender. So why do you think there are fewer women working within the tech industry?
I think tech is a very difficult one, especially in something like software engineering. Like for me, for example, it just wasn't really a career path that was spoken about even at universities. You do computer science, which isn't necessarily that much about, I mean, obviously it's computer science, but the software development part maybe isn't as big. For example, in the boot camps, there's very little computer science being done. It's just, so software development isn't even like a career path at universities. So it is something that people discover later on. And I think there is a bit more attention being put towards it now with all the boot camps that are coming out, especially in London. You see a lot of them, but yeah, I think maybe that's a new thing. Classically, I guess maybe this is more male dominated. For my YouTube channel, I could tell you that I think 92% of my viewers are male, but 8% female, and that's apparently high. When I've spoken to my other YouTuber friends. It's interesting, but it's changing. The tides are changing.
I agree. I do think times are changing. Maybe. How do you think the industry could tackle the lack of female role models within tech? What could people do?
Well, I think obviously having female role models is great, and that's something that should be celebrated. You should celebrate not just female role models, but anyone from a different background for diversity. I think just when, because there's a lot of unconscious bias. The company that I work for right now is extremely good at making you aware of unconscious bias. With every new starter, there's like a whole course about it. I think maybe just having those sort of talks in the first place is important before even, approaching any sort of before that's like the first step, recognizing your own unconscious bias, because mm-hmm. everyone has them. It's like nothing, I guess, to be ashamed of. You just need to be aware of it, and you probably have some. So well, that's the first step, recognizing those and opening up the conversation more about that. And not shaming people for it either, like it's a conversation.
Yeah.
And then from then on, just opening up a platform where people are welcome and encouraged to speak. So actively seeking out people who aren't just the standard sort of, I guess, stereotypical developer, which mm. unfortunately happens quite a lot.
Yeah, I think it's from what you said, like people need to not be afraid to, if they get it wrong, to say and you know, kind of ask the questions that they might be thinking in their head kind of thing, because then that's how more people are going to learn. You're the co-organizer of a meetup group called Geek Girl. What was the drive behind starting the initiative, and how do you think groups like this can improve diversity within tech?
Yeah, well, first off, so Geek Girl meetup, it's fantastic. It actually started in Sweden in 2006.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's been going for a long time, and yeah. they have like little boroughs all over the world. So I know there's one in Dubai that's been started up. So yeah, it's everywhere. So Magda is a girl that started up the Geek Girl sort of tribe, if you say, here in London. And I was lucky enough to join as a co-organizer, I think 3 years ago now.
Wow.
I really wanted to join because actually I was just starting out my career in tech and I didn't really know the community very well. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to be involved. I really wanted to, I guess, first of all, quite selfishly, because I was like, I want to know more about tech, blah, blah, blah. But then it quickly changed and it was all about giving back to the community. Mm-hmm. If a community is so welcome to you and so nice and willing to help you out, you naturally just want to give back. And then, yeah, that's what I do now. I like give back as much as I can.
Oh, no, that's cool. I think it's nice to have people who either have done their career or are currently within their career and in full flow of it and can give back more and give back to people that have just starting out in their career, maybe don't really know what they should be doing and what they could be doing to kind of enhance their skill sets and stuff. What initiatives then do you think that businesses could implement to attract and retain more female tech professionals into their teams? And with that, what should they be avoiding, do you think?
Yeah, 100%. I know a couple of boot camps offer scholarships, so I think maybe that's a good initiative. I think always making it easier for women or people or in general just to increase diversity, not just women, to be involved is to offer scholarships, because then it opens up to a bigger pool of people who perhaps couldn't afford the rates before. So yeah. I think that's a really good step in the right direction. Of course, reaching out and giving more presentations at universities, at schools, to make younger people realize that this is a career path and, oh, look, cool, like, look at this person who I relate to, who was doing the talk, like simple stuff like that, which sounds silly, but is probably the most effective.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, yeah, when I think back to school and like when you really don't know what you want to do and then someone comes and talks about something passionately that you can relate to, is so powerful.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think that there, for me personally, there was nothing really, there was no big emphasis on STEM subjects at all. I mean, I actually did do IT as one of my GCSEs, but it was, I don't know, it was kind of not really seen as, it was almost seen as like an easy subject actually, because you were sort of taught, oh, you just sit on your computer. But it, you know, it was stuff that people would kind of almost take the mick out of you, which is quite strange when I look back.
That as well.
Yeah.
It wasn't a subject that you predict, like it was one of those, it was like a mainstream subject.
No.
Which perhaps it really should be now, I mean.
Yeah. My final question then is, what's the best piece of advice that you've received throughout your career?
I would say one piece of advice I did follow is to go out there and make a community for yourself, create a space where you feel comfortable to ask questions. In software development, I think there's a stigma about asking questions. Everyone's needs to be the smartest person in the room, and that's never the case. Mm-hmm. And so if you do feel uncomfortable asking a question at work or whatever, it's always nice to have that community that you've built, which, you know, is a safe space where you can ask questions, because asking questions is the only way that you can really sort of fast track your knowledge in anything really. So that was definitely the best thing that I learned. also someone told me to start a YouTube channel. And at first I was like, I'm not quite sure. I don't know if this is really for me. But starting a YouTube channel was probably the best thing I've ever done for myself, I guess, in terms of the fact that talking through a solution, software development is very, for me, visual. You see how something's done, you do it yourself. Mm-hmm. But actually having to explain to someone how to do it is a really strong skill to have, to be technically sound and explaining problems. Yeah. It's something that I think has really helped me as well, because talking something through as well, you understand something better, you understand how things fit together. Mm-hmm. So that was great. And in turn, that just became really rewarding. I'm able to help so many people today. Yeah. If they're stuck with something, like, I'm very open. If someone watches my tutorial and they don't understand something, I'll definitely take the time out to explain it to them. So yeah, I mean, it's been great. Like, it's been extremely rewarding. Like, that was, again, one of the best pieces of advice that I've definitely received.
Thank you so much for doing the Q&A. There's a lot of insight in there as well, and things that people can definitely take on board.